This time, it's personal. You're going down, Vecna. Podcast. It's Jesse, Dakota, Nick, and Chris as we continue and finalize the talks on Stranger Things Volume 2, Season 4.
So how did you guys feel about the confrontation between Elle and Vecna?
When she first comes in, and Vecna's not expecting her, obviously, they're in the dance that her and Lucas first kissed to, right? The snowball.
You're kind of in DBZ territory.
The who kissed to?
Yeah.
Oh, Max and Lucas?
Lucas, yeah. Yes. And and Vecna's there, and he's invaded her mind again, and he's basically like, okay, well, Max, this is time. Well, then all of a sudden, Vecna gets picked up like he's been picking up all of his other victims, right? Gets turned around, and it's Elle. Elle shows up and just
yeets him
through the bleachers and everything. He's got to be knocked out for a bit, not expecting it. But there was this amazing moment where you just think back to 11 and 1 facing each other down during that moment, and it's right there again. And he's like happy but also scared at the same time. Like, he wanted to see her again. He wanted to have that confrontation again, but at the same time he was like, oh fuck, I can't move.
remember that Billy, when the Mind Flayer was controlling him in season 3, told 11, this is all for you.
Yeah.
All of this is for you. They've been telling us about this for a while. And and again, staying true to the character, 11 should be able to manipulate Vecna, and Vecna should be able to manipulate Elle. They've always shown that the Upside Down and its properties are extremely susceptible to her. Yeah. And it would make sense, since he is the prototype, right, that he would be able to be as powerful as her in the space that they're in, even if it's like mind games.
Well, and it was officially said by Millie Bobby Brown that the Duffer brothers told her that, yes, you created the Upside Down. She thought, like, Millie Bobby Brown still views it as, no, I just opened up a portal. But the Duffer brothers told her, no, you created the Upside Down by doing this.
I have a theory about that Star and I talked about.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But that kind of leads into what you were saying, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
My favorite line from this season now is Elle's to Vecna. If you touch her again, I will kill you again.
Oh, God. That was so cool.
And Vecna's reply was really cool, too. He was like, did you kill me?
Bitch.
Yeah. So,
he didn't say that.
No, I thought that moment was really cool. It was just fucking, that's what you watch it for, right? Like, those moments. And there's directors that can make cool moments, but they kind of suck at the in-between.
Zack Snyder.
No, for real.
I laugh because it's true.
Moments. He is terrible at connecting them. Like, absolutely.
Unless you're watching Dawn of the Dead. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, shout out to Dawn of the Dead. But so it's
such a good movie.
It's nice to not have to worry about the in-between moments and get a lot of great details in as well. So, but anyways, so.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So that's when the piggyback scene happens, right?
Right.
The last episode is actually called Piggyback, but that's when Elle, you know,
I thought it was called Up That Hill with Broken Ankles.
So we get to the point.
Son of a bitch.
No, our episode was.
So we get to the point.
That makes way more sense.
Where shit's hitting the fan, right? Nothing's going well. You know, the Hawkins group is fucking getting choked out. Eddie has the bats flying around him because he decided to not go back through, and he decided to stay and buy them more time.
Be the distraction.
Yeah, Lucas is getting choked to death as well
by Chad Kroeger.
And then the Russia group, the Demodogs and the Demogorgon, are about to kill.
And they're making bitey faces.
And also, Vecna comes back.
Vecna.
Last time we said he was leading through the bleachers, he comes back, and now he has the upper hand on Elle.
And he takes them to his realm. Place.
His mind palace.
And that is where.
Welcome to Vecna's house.
And that is where we get the biggest revelation of the entire season. that it was in fact Vecna the entire time.
All of it.
Yes.
So
controlling Demogorgon, the Demodogs.
So, and I want to get your guys' view of this, because from what I saw and Chris, didn't it feel very Ridley Scott-esque when it showed that flashback of him going into the Upside Down?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the particles are those fucking particles in Prometheus. Like,
they were just chilling. Very similar. Those particles weren't doing shit.
And that that Demogorgon that was climbing up the cliff, it looked very Xenomorph-esque the way it was moving, right?
So 100%.
That was
man has fucked up what was natural, what was should have been left alone. Absolutely.
So,
which is why I don't necessarily believe the Duffer Brothers that the Upside Down was created by
We're going to find out next season. We'll get to our theories.
That might be a red herring that they're purposely saying. Yes,
we'll hash it out.
We'll talk about it.
So, do you guys think that he just formed the Mind Flayer after a spider, or do you and the Mind Flayer is able to operate on its own as living particles, or do you think he's either tapping in and being the Mind Flayer, or then he's Vecna, and that's why we didn't see the Mind Flayer operating at all in the first part? Do you think it's he's both, and it's just what he chooses to control?
Well, we did see the hive mind operate at the same time Vecna was
in Russia.
I think that he just made it have a form that he was familiar with, which was the spiders that he saw.
And he kind of sicked it house. On them.
Exactly. Okay. So the hive mind is still active. It's still doing things, but it just looks like the cloud that it was in Russia.
That makes a lot of sense. Is that how you guys see it as well?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a theory, but I do think Vecna,
drop your theory now.
Okay. All right. The theory is that, yes, Vecna might have formed it to what it is and everything, but the Mind Flayer still knows what's going on and is still controlling things under its whim.
That's my theory.
Vecna doesn't.
Do you think it's
right? It's
do you
the same
think
it's theory.
Waiting,
yes.
Do you think it's waiting to lash out on its own?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's going to happen this next season. Yes.
Yeah. I think
so. Y'all think Vecna is doing his thing and he's able to influence?
I think he's using it because.
And it's allowing it to use it.
Because it benefits the Mind Flayer.
Yes.
Yes.
So you think the Mind Flayer is this uncontrollable dust that's like, yeah, it's cool. Go ahead, Vecna.
Not uncontrollable. I think it's
controllable because it wants to be controlled.
Yes.
Yes. Correct.
At this point, waiting for an opportune
like
time.
Like it's given Vecna no reason for Vecna to think otherwise.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
So you think the dust is evil.
Well, we know the dust is evil,
right?
But evil on its own accord, not just on Vecna's accord.
Right.
Yes.
It's this ultimate power that was like easily manipulated by one. That's very suspicious to me that this godlike entity.
Especially season three, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a god, basically.
That this godlike entity is like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Make me a spider.
It's cool. Go ahead, Vecna. Look at me. I'm a spider
hey,
now.
I get to be in another world?
I'm a scary spider.
Yeah. No, it. We talked about it that one day at work.
Yeah.
And we were kind of on the same page and then you said that, I was like, no, that actually makes complete sense. Cause I was unsure of where I wanted to go with it. And you said that, I was like, nope, that connects the dots right there. That's 100% what I think too.
I think that'd be a fun twist that it's like, yeah, you were the villain, but you were a means to an end for this.
Right.
He's the boss. He's the Voss, except the main villain's cooler than the main villain from 3, anyway.
Who's
I don't know if this is the right
Far
time
Cry
to...
3.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up.
I was like, where are we talking about?
But I'm going to.
Two and a half seltzers
Let's
at this
see it.
Point.
So, Star, Chris's other half.
Star.
Star.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of...
Shout out.
Shout out. Shout out to that
friend of the podcast.
FOTPs. That's what they're called.
FOTP.
FOTP.
What is that?
FOTP, friend of the podcast.
FOTP.
Oh, I thought you were saying fucking piece of shit. That I fuck.
Yeah, not
I thought you were saying.
There's a lot of.
No, none
There's
of
a lot of
to me,
for
you
this fuck
fucking
word,
piece of shit. You have your time now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Star, I know the only reason you'd be hearing this is because Chris is playing the podcast.
You'd be hearing this?
No, she listens to him of her own accord and goes, you didn't mention what I thought. And I'm like, shut up.
Here we go.
Fucking piece of shit.
So I think Star actually has a lot of great theories when it comes to.
Yeah, great, wonderful.
Stranger Things?
She's an asshole. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
So,
I mean, if you want to hear some random cunt's opinion, sorry, go
Jesse's
for it.
Already ready to throw up when I say this. He's like, hurry up. I can only hold this for so long.
The star
power is overtaking me.
I need you to rip.
Your decisions are bad. You're dating Chris.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, it's me that's the problem?
No, it's... Anyway, okay. Anyway.
So, Star's theory, which I really like, so I'm bringing it up.
I disagree.
Well, shit, there you have it, folks.
There you have it. In the podcast.
We can't cut any of this out. I like this too much. The reason that the Upside Down is locked into 1983, the day that Will went through, is because it was the day that Vecna first tried to reach out. And so when he and remember when we see wherever it was he was sent by L, it just looks like a barren
hellscape,
like Mars, you know, like right. It just looks like a barren hellscape.
Yep.
And so I think he was looking into Hawkins, and he was lonely, and he was creating this place. And I say I think this is Star saying this, but that it was he was creating his version of it, because he never really has been back since he was a kid. He was kidnapped as a kid to the facility. And so there's still that child part of him that is trying to, you know, like, remember.
Make himself comfortable.
Yeah, make himself comfortable. Thank you. And so he's creating the Upside Down, and it formed the moment he broke through and saw if he could actually do it, and when he kidnapped Will. So it, like, changed. Okay.
Here's my problems. Down to the nth degree, like Vecna was able to create the Upside Down to the nth degree.
Why not?
To shut up.
He formed a super particle being into a monster.
He fucking took some fucking dust and made it a spider. That's not that impressive. Wow,
I love the simplification of this fucking show.
Before we called it a god. Before we called it a god, and now we're like, it's like allergies.
It's like, seriously,
it's pollen.
Yeah, it's like a problem with people. Don't inhale and you'll be fine.
He took the cells of leaves and put them into.
If you are Mr. Clinton, one of our presidents, just don't inhale. He'll be fine. What I'm saying is, like
he doesn't kill people. He just makes their body move around until they don't want to live anymore. Look,
understandably, like, this asshole you keep talking about, Star, said that, like, Vecna created the Upside Down on that day.
Yes.
when he first grabbed Will.
Yes.
Out of the ether, because he was the weakest link.
Mm-mm.
All of Star's theories have this
bullshit.
Pretense of being no. Will being nothing. He's not important at all.
Hold on. Mm-mm. Hold on, though.
No, this is...
That doesn't matter. That does
this
not
This does,
matter.
Because this is no. Star's theory, and I want to fucking shatter it, because she's an asshole.
What, like, are you saying?
The entire Upside Down was created perfectly on that day.
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because her theory is that the Demogorgon was the fucking Vecna's eyes and ears. And
we've, like, already seen that Vecna can tap into Hawkins whenever he wants.
That's fine. But, well, her theory, I mean, was that it was the Demogorgon that was running around.
It was.
Hawkins.
It was.
So it went into fucking Nancy's room and saw that she had written the date and different entries?
It's a hive mind.
You're
yes.
a hive mind.
Buddy, it
yes.
created a
it's
connection.
It's a hive mind.
Yeah,
no, you're not supposed to disagree with
it
me.
It created a connection.
Because this makes Star wrong.
It
no.
created a connection between their worlds.
So let's talk. I think we have a similar theory.
There's
that,
so many things in the first season that don't make any fucking sense.
Say it. I'll make it make
just,
sense.
Just random fucking. This tree has an entrance into the fucking Upside Down. This is just a random tree for 30 seconds. Oh, it's gone.
Buddy, I just said that was Vecna's first attempt at crossing into our world.
Right. But in the fourth season, whenever anybody gets pulled in and dies, it's like a permanent fucking...
Because they said every time Vecna kills someone, it makes him stronger.
So he waited fucking three seasons to make people... To make
no,
himself stronger?
He's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, I think, a theory that I somewhat agree ahead. With you on, and that Will possibly... created the Upside Down.
I
think
that's Will.
There's nothing that's what has. Okay, sorry. Let me take that back. I'm getting aggressive. What makes you think that?
Will's homosexuality created the Upside Down.
No. Okay. That's we're on a different page there.
So I just want to say this.
Dude, his shit is
Look,
so gay.
I just no. want to say this real quick. No.
Okay. Fuck Chris.
Hold on. 100%. I'm joking right now. That was a joke.
This thing I'm going to say is buried in all this bullshit. But, like, I need them to really have his character just come out and not, it doesn't have to be to anyone else, but at least to himself in some way.
He has.
No.
He has.
I just need him to be like, bro, I am gay.
He doesn't need to say it to anyone.
Why? That's what I just said. He doesn't have to say it to someone.
And he's said it to himself. There is enough in this season.
I think that part when he's talking to Mike.
Yes.
I think that part when he's talking to Mike.
All we need.
Is telling enough. But I see where you're coming from, Dakota. The actor literally said they're leaving it up to the viewer's interpretation. Right. But I see where you're coming. What I was going to say, I see where you're coming from. We as an audience need to see the character as Will come to terms with it himself by saying it out loud to himself.
I think we've seen it through Jonathan's eyes. I think when Jonathan finally reached out to him, that was us as the audience acknowledging that's what's ailing Will this whole time.
Jonathan just should have been like, bro, you're gay. Guys, that's cool.
It doesn't need to be said.
But hold on.
It doesn't need to be said.
It does. You're right. It doesn't need to be said.
I think it needs a voice, especially in this day and age. It needs to be like, bro, I'm gay.
We knew Chris.
You talk about asshole.
Like I have a boner right now. At the same time has shown that it's not just this season that Will has not accepted growing up.
Oh, for sure.
They still have not, without a doubt,
of course,
made the fact that it could just be that he is fighting back against growing up, and that Mike, his best friend, who he played D&D with, is just growing apart from him. In season two, and I sent some of you guys a Snapchat, Mike straight up says to him, it's not my fault you don't like girls. There's two different ways that can play, that either it's not my fault that you're not grown up enough yet in order to have those kinds of feelings, and then obviously there's also the other way that he could be gay. Yeah. All I'm saying is they've been teetering, it's getting stronger. I'm not asking him to out himself at all. It's not up to us to decide when he wants to tell the world about it, and I'm not asking him to. I'm just, and we're getting close.
Mike wants to play dick holes.
I don't need them.
D&D.
I would just like, how about this? And we're close, and I think it's close. Instead of, I don't need him to be like, hello world, I'm gay.
I don't need a monologue of him being like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't need a.
When a man loves the man. Yeah, man.
I don't need the, like, it's like tears in the rain kind of shit. But. Look,
I know you like 11, but I want you to put.
No. Let me finish my fucking thought.
This is all staying, by the way.
I'm just averaging Mike's. Chris. Mike has a Chris. Normal size.
He's underage. Shut up. In the anyway, show. Shit. Stop. Sorry. Stop.
Anyway, go on.
Kid Fister. I don't know where I'm going.
Chris, shut the fuck up. I would just like him to at least say it's not. I don't need him to say, yes, I'm gay. I just need him to say it's not that we're growing up. Does that make sense?
No. Yes, completely. That's why I said I was on the same page as you.
But yes, I see what you're saying.
I think that would be a good cap for.
So let's go. Let's throw all of that aside anyway. Will is special in some way. He is connected to Vecna, first of all.
I agree.
We 100%.
And that's my whole thing where Star's like, he doesn't matter. I'm like, no, he fucking matters.
I don't think he does matter.
He gets fucking goosebumps.
100% he matters.
You don't think he matters?
Why?
Because.
Why does he matter more than Billy?
I don't know that he matters
dead,
more than Billy.
Yeah.
He's still here.
Who's Billy's Billy?
He's
still only dead because
he's talking about 11?
No, stop. Hold on for a second. Billy's only dead because he sacrificed himself.
Oh, Billy.
The Mind Flayer left him alive.
No,
so don't say it's because.
We're talking about story right now. We're not talking about what happens in character in this make-believe thing. We're talking about in story what the Duffer Brothers is planning, right? That's what we're doing right
now.
Dude, Will is so important. Will, 100%. They're planning on Will being important. Why would they make a point?
We're assuming right now.
Yes,
we're assuming.
I admit that.
Based off things that we see. We are 4 seasons in, and you can kill the fuck out of Will.
I admit that. And you know what? If you prove me wrong, great. I will admit it because I'll watch it and be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
he didn't do anything
right.
Fifth season, which is not going
to
happen.
But why would they make such an emphasis on that last part when Will feels the back of his neck?
He's been feeling that since season two.
Exactly, because he has a connection.
Yeah, so did Billy. That's what I'm saying.
And not as much.
First one that the Demogorgon went after.
Billy had a mullet, first of all.
Which was rad.
It was rad. But it also...
Hey, you know why it was easy to get Will? Because he lived outside of town, so it took longer for him to get home. That's an easy way to get him. No, fuck you. It makes sense. Keep going.
I'm sorry. Will lived because he knew a song that made him happy. That was the only reason he survived
and
in the first
season.
And
they even mentioned that about music. They talk about how Will kept singing to himself to keep himself sane, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Everything
safe, not just sane.
Yeah, thank you. Safe. Everything in the story leads to Will having a, oh shit, I'm important to this. Now,
how? What leads to that?
Well, look.
Are kidding me?
Give me a reason.
We don't know how long Will was in the Upside Down.
Okay.
Because time paused in the Upside Down. He could have been
that
there.
That is fucking true.
He could have been there for hours. He could have been there for days.
Yes.
What does that do?
Wow. Yes.
What does that do for the story so far?
He wouldn't age in the Upside Down. And when he came back, obviously he's not going to say anything because he doesn't understand it because he was just trying to survive. But.
Obviously he doesn't say anything?
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't know how long he was in there.
Okay.
So he was in there for... Time moves different in the Upside Down.
Let me say what I do
We're
know.
Getting into a different
Let me
area
say what I do
right
know.
Now,
there
though.
Is a link. There is some type of link between Will and I don't know if it's the Upside Down
he
or
was
if
the
it's
spy.
The
Mind
Vecna.
Flayer. He was the spy for the Mind Flayer.
And there still is a connection is what we're getting at.
He just knows when he's around.
Right.
And that could be important. I don't understand why you're like...
Super
no.
important what, later. Okay, so what if the theory of the... Okay, so what if the theory that the Mind Flayer is in control? Oh. So that would lead into Will having a special moment, being like, wait a minute.
They exercise
the Mind
Flayer. Oh,
shit, Vecna's not
Which makes
important.
It even crazier that, yes, they've exercised the Mind Flayer.
We figured it out! That's the future!
Maybe. Vecna might not be the final boss.
I guess I'm just wondering, like...
Maybe.
That's Will, what I'm trying to say. Here's what I'm saying. Will, my theory or whatever, Will will not end up being as important as Eleven has been this whole time.
No.
No. So what are you saying then?
That there is some relevance to the story that is still not done with Will.
I think that Will be just as important as Eleven
That is a bold statement.
I think that Will will come around.
What you're saying is relative, though. So, there's no way to prove this.
Right. There's no way to prove it either way.
You know what, Chris?
But the part that Will is still not dead 4 seasons in and hasn't done a whole lot.
Here's what I'm saying. I think that you guys are saying that they've been creating a narrative that I don't believe is there. That's what I think we're arguing about.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I disagree. But
I disagree as well.
But yes, you're right.
I don't understand what you guys are building towards because this whole season has been about him as a person, and it's just he has a Mind Flayer Spidey sense.
Here's the deal. It's 2022. Homeboy is stuck in the 80s.
Queer is a $2 bill. What are you getting to, though?
He wants to come out.
Yes.
And boy.
Not that he needs to, unless he wants to. It's
yes,
the 80s.
Correct.
I feel like when he does to his group, it will be like,
it will give him
power.
It will give him powers like we've yet to see in all of Stranger Things.
Like,
anyway.
Obviously, we want He-Woman Man-Hater 11 to have her powers.
Super Little great. Rascals call out.
I'm just saying what's real. It's 2022. She's a fucking badass.
It'll be 2024 when the next
Nancy's
season comes
out. Nancy's a badass.
Yeah.
Nancy's a badass.
True.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All the other people are there.
Yeah, just go through every other character and say something about them too.
Anyway.
Right. No, I'm not going to. But also, Will has been there being like, hey guys, I have feelings. And everybody's like, cool, Will. Whatever.
So he's going to come out hard as fuck. So as important. Okay. So what Chris is saying in a very weird fucking way is remember season one where he was a very important character, obviously.
VIP.
Right? Will.
VIC.
Will wasn't really in the first
season. He was a very important character.
He was the dead body.
I'm not saying
how was he important?
What did
Joyce?
Joyce?
No, stop. What did he do in the first season?
He brought everybody together. Why do you think they all figured out? Because he was the one who was taken.
Okay, but how did he bring them together?
Taken
because they were trying to find him.
How did
everybody.
He do it?
Everybody.
Hopper was the one that found the facility.
No. We're not talking about
Nancy
in
was the
story
one that went
character.
To the upside
we're
down.
Talking about story elements that the Duffer brothers are putting into the show.
You're assuming. You don't know that.
Hey. Will,
you're correct, but that's what I'm talking about.
And was like, yo, this shit is whack, dog.
I just said he was barely in the season and you're freaking out. He wasn't. I just rewatched it all.
He was there.
I'm not saying how much he was in the season. I was saying his character as a story
was not important to the first season.
He talked to Joyce.
I mean, he's the crux of why they're banding together.
Should I stay or should I go?
If it wasn't for him getting kidnapped and them trying to save him, none of this happens.
That's not fucking true, because you're the one that said that 11 created the Upside Down, so it would have fucking happened anyway.
Well, it would have happened, but the kids wouldn't have been involved. Is what
11 created the Upside Down, but Will,
L's the one that ran into them.
Will
would have been with the group anyway. No. If he hadn't gotten kidnapped, he still would have
ladies
ran
and
into
gentlemen,
them.
If you've watched Stranger Things, you understand how important Will is to the story, okay?
And fucking
you could
stole
agree with
Will.
All of it.
Yes.
We know this because in season one.
Yes, you
we
are
know
right.
Because we
yes, Vecna did steal Will.
We didn't know it. We didn't know it at the time, but we heard the clock chime.
Chris just looked at me like, if you say anything other than yes right now, I will get up out of this couch.
Will was taken by Vecna.
Yes.
In season uno.
100% correct.
Why did Will take? Why was Will taken?
Why did Will take himself?
Okay, let's just talk about the end and how we feel.
I liked it.
Chris, very boring ending.
Chris just like died on the hill. That was the safest hill.
You motherfucker.
That was the safest hill that Chris could have died on. Chris could have been like, 11 went into that diner. And if you
right
fucking
now.
Say she didn't go in that diner.
She went in that diner, bro. And she lied. She watched that guy get shot in the fucking head, man. I am upset about him dying in season one because I thought he would have been a great character.
Oh my God.
He had a good
Chris, I've known you for a decent amount of time. I've never seen such conviction in you as to when you were like, Vecna took Will. I'm like, yeah, buddy, he did. I agree with you.
Okay. And it's
let's
not
just
move
just
off
TikTok.
Will.
Okay.
Because it's obviously a point of contention for all of us.
Okay. Okay, we'll get off of useless Will.
Oh my God.
No, you shut your fucking mouth. His gayness is a superpower. You wait.
Okay.
And
okay.
I mean that in the best
Stop,
way possible.
Done. We're done.
Stop.
Will is done. He's going to be in the next season.
No,
that's
Will
all we
is
know.
Not done. He is gay and he's
great.
Proud.
Great.
We'll find out
great.
How.
Great. Moving on.
Wait.
Let's finish
it.
This episode.
Hey, you know what makes Robin better than Will?
Nothing.
ADHD.
At least she
admits it.
Knows
and
it.
That's okay. Like,
yes,
I don't know what you're getting
Robin
at.
Is older
he's
than
a kid.
Will.
I'm trolling.
He is a kid.
Point.
I know
trolling
you're trolling. I know you're trolling.
I was
Robin,
kidding about that.
Dude, they forced her ADHD upon
I'm not trying to joke
us.
About people's feelings.
Her autisticness.
Her ADHD. Her spectrum.
So anyway.
How dare
okay,
they?
Okay, okay, okay. So.
No, hold ending. On. Robin pissed me off because they were fucking.
I know, bud.
They were heavy handed with the autism.
Who was fucking?
Hey.
As a person who probably suffers from autism, who has a child who suffers from autism, who has ADHD diagnosed, who has been there since 12 and now I'm 40.
Who's he
bro,
talking about?
Bro, we get it.
You
have autism.
Slash. You also have Crohn's and you poop a lot.
No one's been pooping a lot.
Crohn's
this
representation needs to be
I have
season.
Seen zero poople peeping. Zero people pooping, and it has been upsetting for me.
That's the name of the episode. Poople peeping.
Poople peeping.
Okay, we're done. We're done. Moving
we're
on.
Not done. We gotta finish.
No, we're done with whatever you're saying.
We're moving
okay,
on.
We're done with it. Oh my God. So,
I'm dying.
Vecna's not dead.
So Vecna
okay.
is.
Well, of course he's not.
So because that was a. Fucking,
so the culmination
so what
of everything.
We were talking
the,
about.
Yeah, the
no.
culmination.
Hold on. So where we were was when we found out about Vecna's been there the whole time.
Okay, Chris, what were you going to say? Vecna's not dead?
Stop.
So, Halloween spoiler, Vecna fell onto the lawn and
bro,
disappeared.
Yes.
He's gone.
Of course he's not
dead.
Dead. Right.
Hell on
that
Earth
scene
has
was
started.
Dope, by the way.
Okay. Hell on Earth, but it's Indiana, which is also Hell on Earth.
Called
basically.
It. Called
to
it.
To be honest.
You did.
Started sure. the four keys because Max died. For a while, a little bit.
And what did I say? What did I say? I said this was going to be the Infinity War that leads into the end
Dude,
game. And they had to collect the fucking Infinity
so right.
Stones. They
yes.
had to collect the Infinity
yes.
Stones. They had to kill four
okay.
people.
So that scene where Max dies. Spoiler. Max dies,
that
right?
That was emotional as
emotional
fuck.
Emotional.
So when that first leg
like,
snapped, I was like,
Lucas gets out of a situation and knocks the fuck out of
Chad, bro.
Chad
Kroger.
Chad Kroger, right? knocks him out, and you see Max raise up and her arm snap and her leg snap, right? 11 wins all of a sudden, right? Because of the heart of Mike. Mike's the heart of everything. Mike
says, I love you.
Mike says, I love you.
You're my superhero.
You're my superhero. And it gives her the power to take back over Vecna and, you know, basically
stop him.
And at the same fucking time, you got Nancy, Robin, and Steven.
Throwing
that Molotov.
They brought back the Song of Songs. They brought back Running Up That Hill.
Yep.
And do you remember Chad Kroeger, when they were in the military store, was like, you don't want to use a shotgun. That's terrible. What if someone gets in close range and grabs it? So she saws that shit off.
Yes, she does.
And I remember Erica being like, is that legal? And she's like, or I don't know if it's Erica. I can't remember if it was Erica. Okay, she's like, is that legal? She's like, and just keeps sawing.
She says it's a felony.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a felony. But the thing is, I won't miss. Right. Is what she said, and I was like, "Bad Terminator because shit, Nancy's right?
The Terminator.
That Terminator shit."
And
she said, "A Connor."
And then Robin throws the second Molotov, right? Lights that dude fucking up. Oh. Nancy takes the fucking shot, blows his ass out of the house.
Like, several shots. A few times, yeah, that's several true. Shots. Now I will say they did the whole trope, not in the head, because I looked at my wife, I looked at Michelle, and I was like,
"Center mass, bro.
Not gonna shoot him in the head."
Do you think that would have changed anything?
Yeah.
From a person who is creating shit with his fucking head?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I looked at Michelle, I was like, she's not going to shoot him in the head. And sure enough, right in the torso. Now, that entire scene was beautiful. So cool, though. It was beautiful.
And then we're kind of missing over one point, and I don't remember who brought it up. It might have also been Star. But when
Star's got a lot of issues.
I'm sorry. Yeah, theories. She does. Yeah, issues, theories. But the Russian group, and, you know, Murray and the flamethrower is a lot like, do you remember they had to decide if they were going to run away or fireball or heal or fireball. And they decided to fireball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Murray that cast was, that fireball.
Yep.
That was on star.
Yep.
The dip. She just read it somewhere. Well, she passed.
Probably. She no, probably saw no, TikTok.
I've read
so
it.
Murray cast I've fireball.
Good job, Star.
That was the flamethrower.
Michelle, if you listen to this, make sure you tell them that I was like, man, I really hope they give Murray the fucking flamethrower.
Well,
like,
as soon as we saw.
Oh, I didn't see that part. As soon as I saw the flamethrower, I was like, cool. Man, Murray be badass with that thing.
Murray is badass this whole season.
Yeah,
anyway,
he was.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, he was.
We digress.
So, yeah. But that was another cool D&D connection.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
The Duffer Brothers
that
did a
sword should be hot as
fantastic
shit.
Job of linking in elements of D&D.
Yeah. Still, no wonder it took 2 years.
Even
I'm just saying they were like,
COVID had nothing to
you're
do
with
it. They were about to film and they're like, hold up. But actually,
dude, it's really
initiative
funny.
Was their, low.
Netflix released a couple videos from when they did their table read, and that was like pre-COVID. And they're like, "Hey guys, we're all back together. Can't wait to do this." Like, it's really funny if you go back and watch them. They're like, "We're gonna live forever." Like,
oh no,
you gotta die.
So anyway, so yeah, they did a fantastic job of linking D&D into this and a lot of different assets that you wouldn't notice if you don't play it.
Yeah.
So. You know, if this type of shit like got you pumped, if you're watching Stranger Things and it got you pumped,
play D&D with
play
us.
Play some fucking D&D, man. You can do this shit.
Tabletop
or whatever
game
tabletop game.
Play a tabletop.
If you want to be game, play D&D. Be game, play D&D.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you
want to
play Apex Legends, contact me. Anyway, it's like D&D. It's
so
just different.
I think I tried to bring it up and then shit got crazy. But Eddie's death? Question mark.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about that?
I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's completely dead. I don't think
because of D&D lore. Is his name Kaas? K-A-S?
Mm-hmm.
K-A-S, Kaas, was killed by bats, turned into a fucking vampire, and ended up betraying Lord Vecna and killing him in the end.
Yep.
What? Because everybody loves Eddie. Did they know that everybody would love Eddie?
They did.
No.
So,
but maybe.
So is there a video on that?
There's fucking TikTok or two.
Okay, so that blows my fucking mind because I'm so into D&D and I've been crazy in
a
critical role.
Fucking nerd.
He's got bat tattoos, by the way.
He's got bat tattoos.
So, okay,
killed by bats.
You brought up my theory. One of the other theories I was going to bring up is that he wasn't dead because in the lore of D&D,
Are you about to just say what Chris said?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. That's why I asked him. That's why I asked him. Is there a video?
More informed.
And I was like, because that's what I was thinking.
But more informed.
I never saw the video.
Nick was going to be like, there's a character named Koss.
And Nick is smarter D&D wise than I'll ever. I just saw it. I saw a 90-second TikTok, maybe.
I'm so fucking on board for that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Make him an upside-down vampire.
Eddie Bunsen all day.
Yes.
For now.
He's dead.
How do you feel about his death?
Oh, it was,
it was beautiful.
For me,
beautiful is my word.
It was almost poetic. Like, he's got a mouthful of blood.
It's also a good word.
He's got a mouthful of blood, and he's smiling at Dustin. He says, I didn't run away this time.
Yep. It's my year, man.
No, he's
my
year.
It's my year.
Fuck Steve.
Also improvised.
It's nice. My year, man. That's a great line, too. It's
fuck
finally my year, man.
Steve.
Also,
hey,
I love
fuck you.
Hey, Eddie Munson's
when he looked at him and said, I love you, man, that was also improvised.
Yes,
hell
it was.
But he says, promise me you're going to take care of him. Because even in his, as far as we know, final moments, he still wasn't thinking about himself.
What was it? Who was it who tried to get in his DMs?
That was Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, that's right.
Even though the entire...
Don't know what that's doing at the moment, but...
The entire snap out city of Hawkins... Yeah. Hated him.
So sad.
I know.
He sacrificed himself.
That narrative.
So sad.
So oh didn't have to.
So sad, but like amazing.
There are, again, I'm just going to keep hyping up this show. There are shows where they would have not had that. You know, they would have needed it. They felt like the moment that they had with him before would have been enough. But because Stranger Things is a gift from higher beings.
Duffer Bros.
Yes. That's another name for
Lords.
That's another name for them.
Duffer Lords.
They gave us a moment for us, right? That wasn't, it wasn't for the plot. It wasn't for anything else. It was, I think, Chris, they did know how special Eddie was. And the actor said, I thought if I put as much as I could into this, they'd keep me around. And you could see that in every scene that he's in, right?
This is music.
I didn't know
he said that.
He did. He said, I thought if I because he knew the script ahead of time, but he knows how Stranger Things works. So he's like, I thought if I gave it everything I had and worked as hard as I could, they might keep me around. I wish I could have been around for season 5, which means he's probably in season 5.
Yeah. Yep.
But so when you see all that and we get the moment with Dustin and Eddie's uncle, that was for us. That was the Duffer Brothers being like, hey, I'm real sorry that we had to kill him. Right. Here's a little bit of comfort.
Here's, some closure. Here's some closure for you.
Such a fantastic fucking scene. You know, I wish, you know, Dustin says, I wish other people knew Eddie the way that you and I did. And I magically
had to urinate at that moment.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I had to go
urinate
wipe
at the
tears
eyes.
Out of my eyes while
into
I peed.
Your classic. Yeah. So
I had to say, Star, hold on. I've got to pee right now.
Fuck, dude. If you're going to kill a character.
I'm urinating.
If you're going to kill the character, man, fucking let him go out like that, I guess.
Dude.
Shit.
He's coming back.
The buying more time. The finally not running.
Yep.
Standing up to his fears, the whole thing, and fighting until the very end. Until
Jesse
he just
and I are making
anymore.
A lot of strong eye contact, and I'm gonna let you know.
I was looking at you, but that's
shut
fine.
The fuck up. Eddie was better than Steve.
In
fuck
this
off.
Season, in this,
oh, Steve got bit by some bats and had to calm himself down.
In this season, Eddie and Steve were a mirror of each other.
Yeah,
they were. No, seriously.
No, seriously.
Sure,
Steve was a little bitch.
No, Steve ain't real. No bitch. Fuck off.
No, think about it. Think about it. Steve, okay. Steve was basically
I'm not disagreeing.
Steve was trying to find his more badass self again in a lot of different ways, and Eddie, in a lot of different ways, was coming to terms with his more calm and loving self.
Right, and he'd been hiding the.
And
the
he
beginning.
Had been hiding it.
And
so it was the polar opposites coming together to create like this singular entity that helped them in each situation.
Eddie over Steve.
Something. What'd you say? Steve's better. Yeah. Steve is better, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Look,
in the long run,
several
yes.
Several seasons
yes.
to be
on,
better.
On, and that's why. And that's why he's better.
Can I compliment
I
Eddie? Can
I
compliment
Eddie
for Eddie, a moment?
I still love Eddie.
So. I think why people love Eddie so much is Eddie doesn't judge, right? Look at Chrissy.
and what she was needing from him that she couldn't get from anyone else. And remember, Chad Kroeger said, he was like, that doesn't make sense. She would have told me. And Eddie just is that kind of comforting person, right? Mm-hmm. And you see who he is on the outside and what he's actually like and how much he cares for people. When you see him at first, right, he's like, you find a replacement or you guys are fucking dead, you know? And and they bring Erica in, and that's awesome. And they but what we see when he's not putting on that front is who he is with Dustin, who he is with his uncle, who he is with Chrissy, right? Who he is for people that he cares about. And I think that's like why he's loved so much and why he's such a well done character.
Oh, he is super, super quick thing. He was based off of the real person from
the Satanic Panic.
We said this last episode.
Yeah, you said
that. You said that.
From the Memphis 3.
Yeah.
The West
Jackson
Memphis
5.
3.
Ooh. No. The
West
Temptations.
Memphis 3, based on the main perpetrator of those crimes.
Yes.
Released from prison several decades
later. Yeah, the government just let him go. Yeah.
The government said, we're not wrong, but you're not guilty anymore.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to give you any money.
Right. Yes.
Fucked anyway. Up.
I just thought, it's important.
It is importante, yes.
Because his character in the 80s would have been, I mean, several characters in that show reviled him.
Yes. So the Upside Down spills out. Shit gets weird. It breaks open. The gates cross.
That earthquake scene is fucking crazy.
Dumb lesbian makes two peanut butter sandwiches.
What is wrong with you? Stop.
It splits Chad Kroeger in two.
Awesome. Oh my God!
Oh, that was
so.
No,
Michelle, for whatever reason, gets up to go to the bathroom, and I'm so enamored with the show that I don't realize this, and I don't pause it, and she doesn't pause it either, and all she hears from the bathroom is me go, "Holy shit!" like that. So
what a weird time to go to the bathroom.
I know, right? And apparently it was really bad. But she runs out, and I rewind it.
Wait,
shit everywhere.
She finishes.
What was really bad? Hold on. Don't look at me and say she finishes.
Okay. This is weird now.
Where are you going? So what a bad time
we're
to have to go
done
pee.
With this it's episode.
Wait. Chris finishes.
I gotta pee.
Well, now I gotta pee.
Okay, I gotta pee too.
Go. I gotta pee too.
Bro, I'm about to pee my pants.
Anyway,
go.
Anyway, she goes to the restroom. And she stops, she comes out, she goes, what are you making so much noise about? And I was like, I have to rewind it. So I rewind it.
Why did you say it was apparently it was really bad?
Because she got up
she
at that point.
To pee really
she
bad.
Had to pee really
oh,
bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What
meant,
other?
The phrasing of the sentence made it seem like she shit
you meant
the
walls. It didn't go well, yeah. I thought you meant like it didn't go well.
Cut that part out.
The upside
out.
Down
cut
came,
that part
came out.
Fuck no.
Cut that part out. No, don't cut it out.
Go ahead. So she came back.
She comes back, and I rewind. I have to because this fucking scene. So the portal happens because, like we said before, Max dies, quote unquote.
She died.
At this point in time, she fucking dies.
Heartbreaking.
In Lucas's arms, and Lucas calls out for Erica for help, which is improvised. It's amazing.
And Max is like, I can't see anything. I can't feel anything. I'm scared.
I'm
scared.
I
don't
want to
die.
And she dies. She fucking dies.
And
it's
Lucas is
heartbreaking.
Arms.
And
they don't get to go to the movie.
Dude.
Don't make plans in Stranger Things.
Just don't make plans. Okay. Anyway.
Oh
anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So everything's culminating in one solid moment. And I'm going to wait for Chris because.
No,
so more
wait.
Like one solid movement. You know what I'm saying?
A bowel movement.
I do.
Apparently
and
went real bad.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
It did go really bad. The upside down.
Anyway,
happened.
She comes in. So, yes, everything happens. And so that means Vecna wins. The four deaths happen. So that means the four points of the portal open up. And as the portal starts to open up from where Max died, it starts to seep in. And Chad Kroeger ends up waking up and like, oh, I'm awake now after being knocked out. And he looks and the portal opens up through him and splits him.
Like you guys remember,
melts him.
You guys remember Tim Burton's Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Like
yes.
When they shoot someone with a ray gun. And
yes.
Like, that's what it reminded me of.
The most unsatisfying death of the season.
But at least he was awake when it happened.
Look, did you watch The Predator? The latest in the Predator films?
Let's go on.
We saw it in theaters together.
When the main villain dies in like 2 seconds, when he goes, what? It was like that. I was like, oh, there's the guy I wanted to watch die this entire season.
Yes.
Die. and it's over.
Right. It was gruesome. It was awesome. I liked it.
But it was gruesome. Exactly. It was fucking gruesome as shit.
You had to rewind it and watch it if you wanted to enjoy it. I did.
Isn't that what you'd say with any movie?
Dude, Chris, you were in the pisser. That moment that happened, I literally out loud, very loud, Michelle was in the restroom.
Right.
I was like, holy shit.
She was having a bad time in there. She was having
a bad time.
Are we in the upside down right now? What the fuck is happening?
After that shit, we were.
I had to piss.
Anyway.
Some of it was up, some of it was upside down.
It was all upside down.
Silver side up, Chad Kroger.
Dead as fuck.
Like the Duffer Brothers said, all makes sense. Oh my God. Let's stop.
They gave him no love. And I mean reverse love because I wanted to watch him.
So if
him
you're
die.
Still listening, I apologize. But where does it go from here?
The fight, the war. The war
final
is what's next.
Countdown.
Well, the portal opens. So the upside down is starting to overtake the real world.
I'm cheating a bit. So I do know where, because again, watch this YouTube thing. You'll have all the same info. They said they want season 5 to be season 1 on steroids. They want the kids back with L. They want
makes sense.
Yeah, they want Joyce and Hop to be, you know, like back in how they were season 1 trying to figure out what's going on. So they're giving us the oldies but the goodies again.
It will be a shorter season most likely.
Shorter than season 4, which means it could just be normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it was going to be shorter than season 4 and the episodes were going to be shorter as well.
Which again, compared against season 4, could just mean like we're back to what, like 45 minutes.
It just means that we're reaching the end of this story that we basically are at the finish line. We just need to figure out who makes it.
Aren't they already
going to
do an offshoot?
Yes, they're doing a spinoff.
They have their own studio now. There is a spinoff happening, and they are doing a talisman. They're doing a talisman.
They're doing the best thing they could.
Movie?
Five seasons.
Yeah,
I think 5 seasons is the perfect amount for any show. You get in, you get the fuck out. You got Breaking Bad, you got Mad Men,
Supernatural,
Bleach,
Naruto. Oh wait,
no, not Supernatural.
No, none of those.
No, not Supernatural. Oh, okay. Not Naruto, unfortunately. Not Bleach.
You just one piece
for three there.
You're
all for three there.
1,000 episodes or
the strangest
you get the fuck
of things.
Out.
If you take all the filler out of Bleach, you are left with 5 seasons.
That's fucking true. That's fucking true. Anyway, this is it, though. We're at the end. This is going to be the end-all be-all of the main Stranger Things storyline.
In 2024,
if you could have one thing happen in the next season, one thing, what would it be?
Will actually say, I am gay.
Okay. Yeah,
no,
sure.
I would be so happy if he was able to come out and stop.
Only if he wants to.
The entire upside down with his homosexuality.
I would love my theory to be true that you can't control whatever's in the upside down, that it is the end all be all malevolent force, and that Vecna was just the means to the end to get it to our world. That's what I would love to see, is that there's something even greater than Vecna.
So what if the Mind Flayer does lash out and then Vecna and L have to team up in order to put it down?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Vecna's done too many bad things and is so fucked up from so early on, I could not see him changing because he never was good in the first place.
So Felicia Day asked the Duffer Brothers if there could ever be any redemption for Vecna, and they just say, I don't know.
Yeah, but they do that. They're so vague in general.
And maybe just redemption that he doesn't want to die. I mean, like, if the...
Selfish,
yeah, it could be a selfish reason.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Redemption, I can't personally... Like, if they end up doing some redemption arc for Vecna, I'd be... personally would be a little thrown out.
Elle could
like,
still be forced to kill him at the end.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Even after they work together.
True.
He could be like, well, great, thanks. Now I'm still going to take over. And she's like, okay, well, now I have to kill you.
I feel that the Mind Flayer kills Vecna.
The Hive.
Like, the Hive is finally like,
that.
Finally, like, okay, I'm here now. Thank you.
Yeah. Your
Done.
God now no longer
Done.
Needs you. Yeah.
And that's, and it happens right in front of like Elle. And Elle's like, Oh shit! Okay,
not the big bad.
I thought it was the big V, not the big.
Yeah, the
Mind Flayer.
The Mind Flayer, right? So I think that would be awesome, and I don't know. I think L dies in the end.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Steve and Nancy.
Yeah, I want Steve and Nancy.
You get one thing, my guy. Is that
I get one thing. Ooh.
Chris's is he wants Will's gayness to overpower the upside down.
No, I think Will.
It's like a fucking Care Bear.
I think Will and 11.
Gay Bear.
Taste the rainbow.
Will's upside downness.
I'm not saying we're calling it as pineapple gayness. Upside down cake.
I'm saying Will split in two. Will is the ultimate baddie because he won't admit that he's gay in the upside down. And in the right side up, he's like, hey.
No, I know what you...
Butter side up.
I get what you're saying. You're saying it in an awful way, but go ahead.
His regret from not being able to say what he wants in the upside down, I think he created the upside down.
No.
It's my theory. Fuck off,
this is what he wants. You can't say.
I don't think he created the upside down. I think he's very important, but I don't think he created... This is Chris's theory, guys. This is Chris's theory.
Okay, is that you're, right. The upside you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Was manifested through Will's... inability,
his emotions,
his inability
to grow up,
especially when he was young,
his trauma
to grow up, his inability to admit that he was different, that he was not straight, that he was not cis, because wow, what a thing in 2024 to say. It's very big right now to be like, oh, I'm not normal, and I'm okay with that. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know me.
Clearly, that's what you want.
So, here's what I want. I want Hopper. And Joyce.
Done.
And Will.
Oh, wait.
And Elle.
No.
To make a happy little family.
That's not you forgot Jonathan, but okay.
You don't
Jonathan
get it.
Lives on his own now.
Oh, but he's still part of the family.
Yeah, fuck Jonathan. I hope he dies.
Him and Argyle.
That's your one wish.
I went there. I mean, if I only get one, that's a pretty good choice.
Damn.
But that's rude.
I'll make
everybody
gay. Give me a chance.
I want Hopper to have a happy ending.
Okay.
Hopper's going to die.
You identify
I'm gonna
throw
with Hopper.
That
out there right now.
You know that.
Because you want Hopper to survive.
Hopper's my favorite
real
character.
Quick.
He's dead.
I feel like we missed a very...
Nancy's my second favorite character.
I feel like we missed a very important scene. While Elle is still piggybacking after the fight with Vecna and Max dies, Elle looks at Max in that like black room where there's some water on the ground. She's witnessing Lucas hold Max's dead body.
Oh, yeah. I guess
Elle says, no.
No.
This is not. Yeah, nah-uh. Or this
I
won't
was just
happen.
Saying that. No,
this
she says, right.
This
is a big
won't
negatory
happen.
For me.
And she puts her hand on Max. Fast forward.
2 days later.
Max is not dead. She her did body. Die, but she's not dead. She's in a coma.
My theory, first of all, the lights are on and nobody's home. That's not a theory. That's just what's happening.
Yes.
But... my theory is Max never truly wakes up, and that Elle is able to communicate to her through using the mental thing, and that's the only way that they'll be able to talk to her again.
So my theory actually...
That sucks. That would really suck.
It's
that,
very depressing.
That would really suck. But my theory is actually because she already tries to make contact with her. She can't make contact with her.
No, she did. There's just no one in there. She
right,
got
there's
in.
No one in here. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Her as Max... her subconscious or her being is stuck in Vecna's world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she has to like save her. You know, I don't think Max survives this. And if she does, I mean, what
she
kind
won't
of therapy,
be the same person.
What
anymore.
Kind of therapy would someone fucking need
I mean,
for
she'd
something
be blind,
like that?
Her limbs would
yeah,
be not
right,
what they used to
ever
be
the same. Right,
she never be able to skateboard
like,
again.
So I don't know if she survives
you
and if she does
on
fuck
a skateboard,
up, but. But she's stuck in Vecna, and that's how she still is in the show, and she still helps them because she is in Vecna's mind, so she can be their
and
spy.
And maybe she gets to have her peace after.
Yes, exactly. She
I would
gets
be
to
okay
have
with
her
that.
Peace with
yeah,
that. Yes.
But yeah, I don't think she makes it. I, what about yeah,
Lucas?
I think they tap. Yeah.
Lucas has to move on.
Yeah, dude,
he's gotta
Lucas
move on,
is
going to
need. Well, we know that
he
they,
needs therapy.
The Duffer brothers always believe in consequence, so I think he's going to be real fucked up next season.
He better go see that person that's got the key.
But
who's got the key?
A therapist.
Oh, but
she's got the key for the clock, which
is
another theory.
Is
anyway,
Vecna's main
she
bitch.
Wasn't even in the last two episodes.
I know.
So I shit. Yeah, I don't think I think Max next season will just be tapped into by Elle.
Yep,
maybe she'll be
I
able
agree.
To piggyback people to talk to her one last time. But yeah.
Oh, that would be a hell
maybe
of a
Max
fucking
will be a super that, powerful.
That would be a
battery.
Hell of a fucking scene, emotional scene, piggybacking to each person saying her goodbyes. Oh. Fuck, I mean,
I
if you
I
want a
think...
tearjerker, if you want to pull people in emotionally, that's a fantastic idea.
I don't
I
want
think
it.
Max is a battery.
Yeah,
a glorified battery next season.
We'll see.
Okay, God, buddy. Don't worry. Anything else that you guys want to say before we wrap this up?
I just,
the cat's out there.
I just personally think that Elle has to either entrap herself within the upside down to close it off for good, or she has to sacrifice herself somehow.
I would cry.
Yeah, I just think Hopper, that's the cry. End.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's why it makes sense.
That's what I said. Yeah. We appreciate you guys listening to this madness. You can tell we're all very passionate about Stranger Things. But thank you. As always, this is the Digital Bath Podcast signing out.
Max and Derek.
Goodbye.